Daven Mahimamrita, verses describing the enchantment of the love land of play, Sridham Vrindavan. This is chapter 2, verse 6. Vrindatavyam aganita chirananda chandrojvalayam sandra primamrita rasa parispandane shitalayam kujan mata dvija kula vitanalpa kalpa drumayam radha krishna vachala virito kasyano yati cheta. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is glorifying Vrindavan by saying, Vrindavan, the abode of Vrindavan, is illuminated by innumerable moon rays of transcendental bliss. Aganita Chirananda Chandrojvalayam. Vrindavan is cooled by the nectarine mellows of ecstatic love. Shitalayam. Premamrita rasa parispandane shitalyam. Shita means ice or cold. Shitoshna shukadugada agama paino nichas tamsa tiksha shabharata. We should tolerate the heat or the cold. Matras parshas tukonteya shitoshna shukadugada agama paino nichas tamsa tiksha shabharata. So we are all living in Bharat Varsha, so we must follow the instruction of Gita and perform tatikshala. Tolerate the cold. The cold waters of Radhakund, or the cold morning air, and the cold baths, and the cold floors, and the cold clothes, and the cold beds, and everything cold. We have to tolerate. And then in a few months we'll get another feature of Vrindavan. Very, very hot. Very hot, scorching hot. The floors are too hot to touch. The bed is too hot to sleep in. The water's too hot to bathe in. This is the duality of this world. So in Vrindavan there's no duality. It's the absolute reality. Shitalam. Shitalayam. Cooling. The hearts of the conditioned souls are in tap. The word tap in Sanskrit, tap means fire, burning fire, scorching heat. So it's the tap comes in different forms. It comes in calm tap, crowed tap. And lobe tap, the fire of lusty desires, kama tap, the fire of greed, lobha tap, and krodha tap, as everyone knows, the fire of anger. They're all three fires. One ignites the next one. When the lust gets hot, then we become greedy. When the greed gets too hot, then we become angry. These three fires. So the heart is burning with these fires, the conditioned souls, and they need some cooling relief. So Vrindavan is that place, is that abode. Vrindavan is cooled. What is cooling about? What is cooling? What do hearts need? They need the nectarian mellows of ecstatic love. Premamrita rasa. This will cool the heart. Anything short of this will not cool the heart. Even a man falls in love because of his lust, he finds one woman and marries her. And that satisfies his greed, his lust, and his anger will come out after he's married. So the three fires will be fully engaged by getting married. Fire of lust, greed, and anger. Very nice. he's thinking falsely that this marriage will actually cool my heart. There'll be shitalyam. There'll be cooled by these rays. But in fact, the heart becomes more hot. And that's why people are unsatisfied, because they thought that if I got married, that marriage would be like a huge monsoon rain that put out the fire in my heart. But I found that when I got married, my wife became a tanker of petrol. She became a whole tanker of petrol on wheels. And she rolled into my heart and unloaded her whole tank of petrol, and my heart became even more burning. And then I started searching. I want relief. I want some cooling relief. And Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, Vrindavan is that relief. This is relief work is going on here. Vrindavan is all about relief work. People are being relieved and cooled by the nectar and mellows of ecstatic love, Premamrita Rasa. Vrindavan is filled with many desire trees and chirping birds. Therefore, who will not be attracted to Vrindavan? What is the ultimate attraction? What is the ultimate satisfaction? And what is the ultimate Premamrita Ras? Is the place, Vrindavan is the place where Radha and Krishna are eternally enjoying their pastimes. Radha Krishna Achala Viharito Kasya Nayati Cheta. They're Achala Virito. They're just wandering everywhere in Vrindavan, enjoying Holy Leela, Julin Leela, and Jal Kaliya, Dan Leela, and Ban Vihar, and Kunja Krita, and Ras Leela, everywhere. Throughout the land of Vrindavan, Chirasi Kosh, they're wandering 168 square miles, having Leela everywhere. In every direction, they're having Leelas and pastimes of ecstasy and ecstatic love. The land of Vrindavan is charged with all these remnants of Leelas. Vrindavan is full of the Mahabrasad of Radha and Krishna's love. So when you live here, you get a lot of Mahabrasad. The water is Mahaprasad, the land, the Brajabhumi is Mahaprasad, because it's already been enjoyed. The water has been enjoyed by Radha and Krishna. The land has been enjoyed by the beautiful dancing footprints of Radha and Krishna. The tree has been embraced by Radha and Krishna. The flower has been plucked and touched by Radha and Krishna. The creepers have been planted by Radha and Krishna. The birds are singing for Radha and Krishna. The deer are prancing for Radha and Krishna. So they're all enjoyed by the Lord. And the whole land of Vrindavan is Mahaprasadam for the devotees. People say, oh, you want some Mahaprasadam? This land of Vrindavan is Mahaprasadam. There's another translation we can see in this verse. Vrindavan is illuminated by numberless moons of spiritual bliss. It is cooled by the sweet nectar of spiritual love. Then it is filled with desire trees and many hosts of madly cooing birds. Whose heart will not run to Radha and Krishna who enjoy eternal transcendental pastimes in that Vrindavan? Actually, this last line is a very accurate translation of the actual verse. Because achala means moving. Virito, riti means heart. Nachala means moving heart. So Radha and Krishna's hearts are moving in Vrindavan. But then he says, nayati cheta, no yati. Yati means like a person goes on yatra, I believe is a yati. He's saying, whose heart will not go to that place where Radha and Krishna are wandering? The heart should run there. They say, people always make fun of this point. I get these t-shirts in Loi Bazaar. I left my heart in Vrindavan. But the heart should be running to Vrindavan. Wherever it is, if your heart is not, if you're not living here with your heart, then wherever you are, wherever you may be, your heart should be running to Vrindavan. Running to Vrindavan means reaching out to Radha Krishna's Braj Leela. Running to Vrindavan means reaching out to Katha about Radha and Krishna. And reaching out to Vrindavan means associating with devotees from Vrindavan. Reaching out to Vrindavan means chanting the names of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. This Rasa Bihari and and Damodar and Vrindavaneshri Radha and Krishna Chandra, Vrindavan Chandra, all these names that are full of Vrindavan Leelas. This is Vrindavan. So this is another verse to enchant our hearts about Vrindavan and to convince us once and for all in one, this life, hopefully at some time in this life, if not immediately or if not already, one will realize that the goal of life is to live forever in Vrindavan as a sadhaka, as a siddha, in Bhoma Vrindavan, in Aprakat Leela or in Prakat Leela. This is the goal of life, the Prayojana. Prayojana Tattva means to live somewhere with someone forever. This is the goal. So the goal of spiritual life for the Gaudiyas is to live in Vrindavan forever with someone, Radha and Krishna and their Parishads, in their eternal service. Goal of life means many things. We say goal of life is Krishna Prem. All right, that's the goal of the heart. The heart must be saturated with Bhav and Prem. The body must be somewhere. We must have a spiritual body. It must be. The goal of life is also Vrindavan. And the goal of life is to be in association with so many devotees. And the goal of life is to take that prema-filled heart, that Krishna prema-saturated heart, and serve Radha and Krishna and all their associates in Vrindavan. We have to fix the goal in our minds and our hearts. Our hearts should run to the goal. Our minds should run to the goal. Our minds should always remember the goal. Our hearts should always remember the goal. And we should question ourselves, what am I doing? What am I doing and where am I doing what I'm doing? What am I doing and where am I doing what I'm doing? And then the next question, why am I doing this? Do I have to do this? What's keeping me from Vrindavan? Is it money? Is it desire? Is it material desires? Is it money? Is it attachment? Is it illusion? Verse 10, chapter 2. Radha Krishna Parama Kutukad Yalata Parapanam Chitva Pushpadikam Uruvidam Shlagamano Jusate Sanadyam Yat Sarasi Kututa Kelato Yat Kagadye Brindaranyam Paramam Tanna Sevate Kova. Who will not like to serve that beautiful land of Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna decorate themselves with varieties of flowers that they happily pick from the trees and creepers, where Radha and Krishna take bath and enjoy various water sports in the lakes, and where they play with the birds and creatures. Parama paramam tansa sevita kova tan na seva. Who would not like that? Parama paramam param param javi param. Vrindavan is a parama paramam tan, the topmost place imaginable in the entire universe. This is chapter 2, verse 10. Happily picking many kinds of flowers from the trees and vines, Radha and Krishna praise the forest of Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna bathe and sport in the lakes of Vrindavan forest, and they play with the birds and other creatures there. Oh yes, Sarasi, Kutata. Sanadyam Sarasi, they bathe in the various Sarasa, various lakes, Sarasa, things with Ras. Who would not serve Vrindavan forest, the supreme transcendental abode, the Parama Paramam Tan? He's saying this as he's looking at the Yamuna meandering by his ashram or his small kutir at Kaliadaha. Who would not want to serve this Vrindavan? He's thinking, what is wrong? Because I'm praying to have the same mindset of Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati. I'm praying to have the same mental outlook toward Vrindavan that he has, and which he's sharing with us in these verses of the Vrindavan Mahimamrita, how he sees Vrindavan, how he feels Vrindavan, how he remembers Vrindavan, how he experiences Vrindavan, to enter his views and enter his feelings and enter his realizations. Oftentimes in acting, when actors study acting, there are different techniques and of drama that are discussed and taught throughout the world in various acting and drama schools. There's one famous Russian person, can't remember his name, Stalinsky, I think. Stalinsky or something like this. And he developed this idea that the actors have to lose their identity completely. Whatever identity they have as men or women or whatever, contemporary, if they're playing the part of some hero or heroine from 300 years ago, they have to go back in that time, 300 years. They have to enter fully into the psychology and physique and everything of that actor or actress that they're portraying in the drama. And they have to lose their identity, and he gives so many techniques to do that. And consequently, his drama performances directed by him with his movie actors, or whatever, rather his players in the drama, they were so successful and famous that books are written about this style of the psychology, the absorption of psychology of the actor. He has to become, it's like pranaya, he has to become one in mind, heart, and body. Of course, we also have a similar idea in this Raganuga Bhakti. Narottam Das Thakur is describing Prem Bhakti Chandrika, that when one should so much identify with his Siddha Deha, his Antas Chinta Deha, his revealed Siddha Deha given by Guru, or revealed by his own desire, or by the mercy of the Parishads, or even his own intense hankering for a particular Siddha Deha, which he or she desires to realize upon attaining the level of bhava and receiving that divine descent of mercy, which will bring with it all revelation and bhava, this bhava bhakti. Then one meditates on that desire, Siddha Deha. And he's told there in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, one should fully identify that this is me, this is really me. And this external form or appearance or designation or upadhi that I'm masquerading as is not me at all. This is a temporary tabernacle that I'm moving in for some time, and I'll leave this material body, this mortal coil, but really I'm somewhere else in my consciousness, in my mentality, in my heart. And sometimes the devotees are so much meditating on their identity and serving and lila, they become tanmoy with the lila, they become one with the lila, and identifying with their internal spiritual identity as a particular manjari, maidservant of Radharani, that when they're in their rooms and they're meditating on Astakaliya lila, they may speak. Externally, there may be some voice, and Rupa Mandri, they'll say, yes, Rupa, I'll go get those Bakul flowers. And then, but the voice they're speaking in is their Mandri voice. It's very, very high pitched sound, like lady's voice, like young girl's voice, like a 12-year-old girl's voice. Mandris are 12 or 13 years old. And it'd be a very high-pitched voice. And then the sadhakas, or maybe some disciples or whatever, they're in the ashram or nearby or outside the room, and they hear it late at night, 1 o'clock, 12, whatever. And they hear this young girl's voice. And looking at each other, what is that? It's coming from Guruji. It's coming from Krishna's Baba's room. But who's there? Some Braja Kanya is there, or some girl, Kishori Gopi from Vrindavan is there. So in the morning, they wait outside. In the morning, they go in to serve this Krishna's Baba, and nobody's there but Krishna Das. And then everyone's a little bit nervous. What happened? What did we hear? Were we imagining things or hearing voices? So someone, a little more bold one, he said, Baba, last night we heard some high voice, like some very young, beautiful sounding voice of some young girl. Like, who is that? And then Baba, Krishna's Baba, is rather shy and a little embarrassed about that. So he kept quiet and hung his head down. And then the disciple was pressing a little bit, and he said, was that you? And then he said, that was me. No, he said, yes, that was not me, but that's I was in my Manjari Sarup. Maybe I was speaking, I don't know, I was so much in meditation, I was not aware that I was speaking anything on this plane. I was so absorbed in Leela privation, Leela. These things happen. They're rare and seemingly extraordinary, but it shows the extent of submersion of one's false acquired identity due to his sanskaras and karma, and adopting so deeply and so profoundly his eternal internal identity, his antaschintadeya, as in nitya, his nitya siddhadeya, spiritual form, identifying mentally with that complexion and that bhav and that mood and that seva and those leelas, and then your interplay and interaction with Rupa Manjari and Lalita Sakhi and Vrindadevi and Purnamasi Yogamaya and your own Guru Sakhi and Parampara, in the context of the various leelas and the different leela stalis in different times throughout the day and night. And even sometimes one is speaking in that voice privately. So this is Vrindavan. It's meant to bring us to that level. And we're discussing this verse 10 from chapter 2. What Radha and Krishna do in Vrindavan? Because the author is asking a question. Who will not like Koha, Koha na seva? Koha, Koha na seva, Vrindavan, Parama Paramam. Who would not like to serve there? Let me tell you about this Vrindavan. Do you know what happens in Vrindavan? Why would you want to serve there? Radharani and Shamsundar, they wander in the forest and they pick flowers with their own lotus hands. They're happy. They're very happily pick flowers from the trees and creepers. Then sometimes they go to Manasaganga, or they go Pavan Sarovara in the evening time, or in the afternoon they go to Radhakund and they bathe. Sometimes at noontime they bathe in Manasapavan Ghat, or they bathe in Radhakund. Or in the late afternoon, early evening, in the summertime, they bathe in Pavan Sarovara. And they enjoy various water sports in the lakes. And also, Radha and Krishna, they play with the birds. And they play with the creatures there, the peacocks. And Krishna sometimes dances with them and plays the flute and interacts with them. And they pet the deer, and they pet the cows, and they interact with them. Wouldn't you like to come and serve in that place, in that Vrindavan? So he's trying to sell the idea. He's first asking a question. Wouldn't you like to serve that Parama Paramam Dham of Vrindavan, Sridham Vrindavan? All these wonderful birds and flowers, and Radha and Krishna are so much enjoying there, and picking the flowers, you can be there. You can be part of that. You can see that and assist in their pleasure pastimes and render some wonderful intimate service there in association with these latas and creepers and trees and deer and other creatures, and what to speak of the gopis. This is Vrindavan. Chapter 3, verse 92. Well, these are continuing series of verses about the enchantment of the love land of play, Sridham Vrindavan. Tat kalindi vipula pulinam sa cham Vrindavana shri sa suchaya nivada nivada shri kadamba jumanam sa vaidagdi maya navavaya shri sakimandali te ngorashame rasikam hasi kasyano mohanaya. If you ask any more questions, who will not be bewildered by the beauty of the fair and dark complexioned transcendental couple of Vrindavan, Gaurasham, Gaurasham Rasik Mahasi, Mohanaya, 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 Mahasi, Rasika Mahasi. Where is that Vrindavan? Who will not be bewildered by Radha and Krishna? And who will not be bewildered by the vast forests that are situated on the banks of the Yamuna? Who will not be bewildered by the beauty of those forests of Vrindavan? And who will not be bewildered by the cooling shade of the beautiful Kadamba trees? And who will not be bewildered by the fresh young gopis who are full of transcendental ecstasy? Navavaya, Navavaya Sri Sakhi Mandali Te, by Dagdi Maya. Sri Sakhi Mandali, Sri Sakhi Mandali, Navavaya. Navavaya means they're ever, Vaya Sandhi. Vaya Sandhi means a juncture of youth and from a child, from youth to a woman, a youth to a man, a juncture of just borderline entering puberty called Vaya Sandhi. Sandhi means a juncture of ages. Nava Vaya Sandhi says Vaidagdi Maya. There's so much wonderful cleverness and they're saturated with such Vaidagdi spirit of enchantment and cleverness of that eternal Nava, that fresh youth, like we say that sometimes Krishna is like a freshly blooming youth, and Radha and the gopis are like freshly blooming youths. And the Sri Sakhi Mandali, the whole Mandali of the Sakhis are all so beautiful and decorated with these qualities. There's a second translation of this verse. This is the broad bank of the Yamuna. Kalindi Vipula Pulinam, Yamuna Pulinam. You've heard this song. Yamuna Pulinam, Kalindi Vipula, Kalindi Vipula Pulinam, Vrindavana Shri. This is the broad bank of the Yamuna. This is the beauty of Vrindavan forest. This is the very thick shade of beautiful Kadamba trees. These are the two fair and dark effulgent splendors that drink nectar. Rasika Mahasi. Who would not become enchanted by all this? So apparently he's met a friend. A curious friend has come to visit Prabodhananda Saraswati. And that friend named Curiosity, he's taking him by the hand. And he's walking with him. And he's pointing out different enchanting features of Vrindavan. He says, look, my friend, look at this Yamuna, Yamuna Pulin. Look at this broad banks of the Yamuna, Yamuna Tata. Isn't it beautiful? The sand of the Yamuna is glistening like powdered camphor under the moonshine. Looks like just powdered diamonds. Powdered crystals, so beautiful, so soft, so attractive, so cooling and refreshing. This is where the divine couple dance in the Rasa dance. So they're looking at the Yamuna. They see the Yamuna and the banks. And then Prabhupada Saraswati turns with his back. He says back to the Yamuna. Then he tells his friend, my friend Curiosity, look, you see here? These are all the forests, all the Kunjavans of Vrindavan. See these forests? This is the beauty of the Vrindavan forest. And now they walk into the forest together. Prabhupada Saraswati and his friend named Curiosity. And he says, see, look there. See that beautiful grove of trees? That's the beautiful, that's a Kadamba, Kadamba Kandi. And those are Kali Kadamba trees. That's where Krishna calls the gopis. This is Terakadam. Kadamba Kandi, Terakadam. Krishna calls the gopis there. He goes in the trees and he plays his flute. And the wind carries his flute song from Terakadamba Nandagram. It carries it east to Yavatgram. And the gopis are in their house and they hear, oh, the flute. And then they tell their mothers, oh, we have to go pick flowers in the Kadamba Kandi for Sriya Puja. Let us go. It's only down the road. Okay, you go there. It's very close by. It's a very safe place. It's just near Yavat. You walk across the field, you come back soon. Yes, mother, we'll go. So that is the beautiful Kadamba Bhan, my friend. And then they enter that Kadamba Kandi and they see, ah, oh, that's Terakadamba. Oh, my friend, look. See those young girls. Those are the beautiful young Vaidagdi. He's translating Vaidagdi as intelligent. Because Vaidagdi can mean intelligent. It usually means clever. It's like Vaidagdi Madhav, Vaidagdi Shama Radha. Those are the young, clever, expert gopis who love Krishna completely. Just see the beauty of the gopis. And then in the middle of the gopis, Prabhupada Saraswati says, oh, but they're actually surrounding. In the middle of the gopis, you see, look, there's an opening here between these gopis. In the middle of the gopis, sitting on that beautiful asan, shaped like an 8-petaled lotus flower, 16-petaled lotus flower, you see, there is the dark and golden divine couple. Look how beautiful they are. Aren't you becoming enchanted by all this? So this is what he's asking his friend, Curiosity, as he's taking him by the hand and showing him all the different features of the beautiful land of Vrindavan. Yamuna Pulina, the banks of the Yamuna where the Rasa dance goes, and the Kunjavans, where so many beautiful Leelas go. And that's the Udipan, where the Prem Leelas, and then the Vibhav, the Alamban Vishai of Krishna, Alamban Ashray, the reservoir of love, the object of love. See there, all the gopis and Radha and Krishna are all there. They're about to have their beautiful leelas. Aren't you enchanted by all this? He's asking. So we're asking the same question. Aren't you all enchanted by hearing all this?